She recorded for the first time when she was 16. And she's really part of a whole genre of the 20s and was one of the main trendsetters along with people like Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, who most people are probably much more familiar with. And there were other women of that period in that genre, Bertha Chippy Hills, Sippy Wallace, Lucille Hegeman, Ida Cox. These women really brought blues to the urban audience for the first time. The 20s was a period when blacks were migrating out of the rural South and moving to urban centers in the North. And up until that time, most blues had been country blues, black men alone wandering from small town to small town in the South with a guitar or a harp. And these women were really another kind of phenomena. Their backgrounds were all in the tent shows, the traveling road shows, vaudeville. And the genre is sort of described as the classic blues tradition, although that's kind of a rigid name to give to such a wide-ranging set of styles, because each of the women really brought something quite unique to the experience. But they were important in that they were really a new sort of cosmopolitan urban sound. And Victoria was really part of this. The next couple of cuts are going to be Black Snake Blues and TB Blues, both which became very popular songs during the 20s, and which other people, particularly Black Snake Blues, and other people recorded that later. So here she is again.
I don't know what it is.
In my path lays a black snake, 49 inches. Yeah, me screaming, man, I ain't dreaming. In my path lay a black snake, 49 inches long.
When my ride I wake, on my knees I begin to call. It will be hell to tell the captain if I catch another man kicking in my soul.
Oh, once my black snake will come back home.
A baby by the time being, oily in the morning, late every night. Has no use of worrying, baby by the days being long. The black snake has got the best go, you can't roll him from home.
Here's a song that I think I must have been about 16 years old. I had a little girlfriend went down with a tuberculosis, and it got to the place where they wouldn't let us play with her, you know. Of course, nowadays, whatever you call that thing, isolated, you know. But I played with her anyway. And she passed, her name was Maggie Williams. It was my mini bus. And I got the blues after she's dead, and I was thinking about it. She's my best little buddy in school. So I sat down one morning in Missouri and wrote that TB blues. I wrote that when I was a kid, 16. So we're going to try to do it for you now. Others say they would, but I got the copyrights.
Listening to Miss Victoria Spivey. And the cut you heard before this, Black Snake Blues, that was Lonnie Johnson, who Victoria played with a lot in the old days. And a particular style that Victoria has is something which made her unique from the other classic blues singers of the 20s, was that she really sort of represented some kind of fusion between the country and urban blues sound, in that she had that distinctly Texas sound, which is described as the Texas moan. And here she is to talk about it.
Talk about moaning. No, who started that mess? And right now I know who moaned the best. I brought moaning to New York. I brought moaning to New York. Some say ow, some say oh, some say wow, some say aha, some say some say ah. Baby, but it's done like this.